This week, the Obama administration laid out plans to deal with the drug violence that plagues Mexico. More than 6,000 people have been killed over the last year as drug cartels battle each other and the Mexican government. The U.S. is sending additional federal agents, equipment, and money to the border and increasing assistance to the Mexican government. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, the new strategy is accompanied by another change.
Before we get to the details of the new strategy, let's listen to the change in tone on the part of the U.S. administration. Instead of talking about illegal immigrants, here was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Mexico City talking about America's responsibility for drug-related violence.
We know very well that the drug traffickers are motivated by the demand for illegal drugs in the United States.
Instead of talking about more fencing along the border, here was President Obama talking about guns used by Mexican drug cartels, which come from the U.S.
We need to do more to make sure that illegal guns and cash aren't flowing back to these cartels. That's part of what's financing their operations. That's part of what's arming them. That's what makes them so dangerous.
The Bush administration laid the groundwork for much of the new strategy. It and Congress allocated $700 million to the Mexican government on its way for more training, weapons, and intelligence. It sent 20,000 Border Patrol agents to the southern border. Among other things, the new initiative puts 100 additional customs agents at ports of entry, more technology like X-ray machines to screen not just vehicles entering the U.S., but those leaving, possibly with drugs or cash, and more FBI, DEA, and ATF agents in the Southwest to track down smugglers. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
What we want to do is to better secure the border area against further violence and make it a safe and secure area where, of course, the rule of law is upheld and enforced.
Adding resources is not without complications. More arrests will tax a judicial system already overburdened with immigration cases. And people like Jennifer Allen of the Border Action Network fear increased militarization could lead to human rights abuses and hamper commerce between trading partners.
The lines to cross the U.S.-Mexico border right now from San Diego to Brownsville are way too long. And that impedes, especially in this economic crisis, that impedes the lifeblood of border towns on the U.S. side.
Those border towns are already angry about media chatter that they're vulnerable to spillover violence from Mexican border cities like Juarez, Nogales, and Tijuana. So officials spent the week toning down the rhetoric, from Hillary Clinton to Janet Napolitano to David Shirk. Shirk heads the Trans Border Institute at the University of San Diego. He told a House committee this week that Mexico is not a failed state.
I don't think that Mexico is currently anywhere close to Pakistan or Colombia. Things would have to get 10 times worse in Mexico in terms of the level of violence to equate what we have seen in Colombia.
Overall, the message was clear. The violence can be brought under control, and the U.S. will help Mexico fight its drug war for the sake of both countries. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.